In July of 2008, Chicago was the scene of the United States Green Party's National Convention, where delegates selected former Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney as their presidential candidate.
Cynthia McKinney!
Lots of American voters liked the Green Party's platform, with its planks of grassroots democracy, demilitarization, and restrictions on corporate power. But come election day, many might refuse to vote for the Green presidential candidate, fearing that a Green vote would make it easier for the Republicans to win the White House, something that Green Party members call the spoiler argument. Is this a legitimate fear, and where does it come from? I posed this question to delegates from all over the country at the Green Party's national convention.
That all started with Nader in 2000.
Ruth Weil is a Wisconsin Green Party member from Milwaukee and co-chair of the party's national convention.
Nader took votes from Democrats, from Republicans, from independents, and mostly new voters.
Historically, say some Green Party members, Democratic voters might be the fewest to vote Green.
I think if you analyze the vote that Greens actually get in elections, they tend to come from independent voters.
That's Alex Walker, a California Green Party member from Los Angeles.
We get a lot of support, surprising support from independent Republicans.
Walker says that in the coming election, he expects dissatisfaction with the Bush administration to drive many Republicans to vote Green Party.
And particularly in a year like this, when people are really disgusted with Bush, I'd expect there'd be a lot of those votes. And there may be some bad feelings left over from the Democratic primary process, which has turned out to be very long and hard and grueling. And some of those people, you know, it'd be better if those voted Green than voted Republican. So I think if you did an analysis, a dispassionate analysis of what's likely to happen, I don't think the Green Party is going to be hurting the Democratic Party candidate at all.
Even local election results bear out this voting assessment, says Karen Jennings, a member of the Maryland Green Party.
I've actually run for city council in Annapolis, and I've been involved with many other campaigns. And just from, you know, the typical number crunching that candidates do after an election to see where their support is coming from, or during their candidacy to see, you know, where their strength lies to try to get more votes. Vast majority of the votes coming to Greens are coming from people who don't vote regularly. I think if we were actually taking votes from the Democratic Party, it'd be a lot easier for us to win office. But the votes that we are getting are from people who don't go to vote regularly because they're disillusioned with the two major parties, or they're registered independent, and trying to get those people to come out and vote, even when there's a candidate that they like, is really difficult because they're just not used to going to vote.
Some Green Party members say that the spoiler argument loses credence, especially in one particular instance.
There's no such thing as a spoiler in a system that doesn't even count all the votes.
Leith Jasnowski-Kull is a Green Party delegate from Washington State.
Now, in the last two elections, we've had the Democrats get the majority of the votes and still not be able to take office.
Jasnowski-Kull blames the Democratic Party for what he says is its unwillingness in the 2000 and 2004 presidential elections to protest an incomplete vote count.
The first step in that is being able to wake up on the morning of November 3rd and say, Fox News is lying, CNN is lying, the votes were not all counted, and specifically, the Voting Rights Act has been violated, particularly in Ohio in 2004, and in Florida, one of the Confederate states in 2000, and this election is being stolen principally by a return to Jim Crow voting.
Despite the different reasons that Green Party members have for rejecting the spoiler argument, their message to voters seems pretty clear. Karen Jennings.
So I think this idea that votes for Greens are taken away necessarily from some other candidate is just, it's not true to what's going on out there.
This is Dave Glowetz reporting.